One of the jobs of the ego mind is to resist change. Ego mind? Well, it is just a name. Even though it seems that we do have an ego, and we do have a mind. So let's see, neither you can find if you cut a person open. But if you had a sensitive enough instrument, like a true empath, and if you knew what you are looking for, you would find that there is a very strong energy over the chest in the shape of a triangle sitting on one of its sides. A triangle that has its peak smack at your throat. I call that energy the ego. It is entirely fear-based. Not cowardly, mind you. Cowardice is more in the stomach, and it is a weak energy. Not even strong enough to make you run. It is more like a little kid covering their face and eyes hoping that they become invisible that way. The mind can also be located with this same sensitive enough instrument. It is in the brain. If you wear a headset, or if you want to park your sunglasses on the top of your head, the mind is where the sunglasses sit. That is the area that becomes active when a person is engaging with their minds, looking there for something. They are mostly looking for what they have no idea about, hoping that it's there. Lol. In a way, people use their minds as if the mind were Google, or God. The less people actually know, the more they look in their minds. They don't know that they don't know. And they, I think, don't know that to know they either need to learn it, or they need to puzzle it out. They are not willing for either. The combination of these two energies is what I'll call ego mind. And the most important characteristic of the ego mind is that they want to keep on showing the same picture of you, the same picture of the world, even though the only constant in the universe is change. It is a lot like when hackers of video surveillance devices loop the video to show no change, so the burglar can go in and the security guard wouldn't see him. No change, no change, no change. Now, why am I sharing this with you? Groaning. Because you don't even know that this is happening. And thus far I haven't been able to retrain your ego mind to allow for the scenario, either the world or your self-image to change when it could change. Transformation is causing what you see to change. Mostly with words. What changes is what you see. And because what you see is what tells you to do, this is major. If you want to be able to have a life that is fundamentally different from what you have now, you need to allow what you see to be new. Unless you do allow it to change, you'll continue doing what you have always done. And have the life that you have always had. Even if you forcefully change something about your behavior. The more things change, the more they remain the same. This is true for everything, your self-image, your actions, everything. So far my students are not able to see any change. I think it is a looped video. The ego mind. I can tell my life story through the transformations I have had. Some of these transformations were caused by some book, or video, or someone saying something. Most of them were caused by me looking through a new window. A new distinction. And when you look through a new window, you will see that the world different. If your ego mind is flexible enough to allow it. Rigidity of the ego mind keeps showing you the same picture, even though everything has changed. So the question is, how do you reduce the rigidity so you can actually start seeing what is there, instead of what you have always seen? I looked on Google, and didn't find anything that felt actually more than a good-sounding bromide. So the question is, and I am asking source, is there anything that can make someone more flexible? Less rigid? The answer is yes. So the next question is there anything I can do to help someone get less rigid? Yes. Would some energy help? Yes. Do I already have that energy? Yes. Is it the big bundle that nudges consciousness to keep communicating with the brain? Yes. I have been playing the big bundle on my computer through Windows Media Player all the time. Which means I hear it, through a headset as many as 10 hours a day. Whatever the rigidity of the brain would cause, I weaken this way. The unawareness, the too deep fixation, the getting upset, the ignoring the feelings, the changes. It doesn't work as spot cleaning. If you only use it when you think you need it, you probably will get very little from using it. Back in the day when I was still able to walk, I added it as a layer to all the audios I listened to while I was walking. It was work, but it was worth it. I haven't been upset for longer than a minute at a time for many years now. I have been able to see the funny in all situations. Change my mind. Let go of an agenda. Let go of an opinion. Yeah. Life has been a whole lot better since I bottled the big bottle. The audio used to have three energies. But through experimentation I have now have only one energy in it. But I haven't changed the name. I like the name, so I kept it. Hundreds of people have bought it. Muscle Test says that none of them use it regularly. I just looked it up. It's been available for the past 8 years. The same rigidity that it would ease is what keep people from using it.
What?
Yeah. The idea is that things should be instant, that food is what you find ready. The culture where people stuff their faces, never really cook, never really converse, never really connect with anything or anyone.
Yeah.
If that is who you are, you won't want to use the big bundle, because it is not instant. You also won't want to use the water energizer, it is not instant either. There are some instant energies, like the heaven on earth. But even the other infusible energies, the unconditional love activator and the effortless abundance activators are not instant, not at all. Nor are the DNA capacity activations. Or the avatar state activators. So if your rigidity is high, higher than 30%, your rigidity calls the shot, and you either won't use the energy you bought, or you'll use it but stop disgustedly because your ego mind is not willing to move with the energy. Is this true for the big bundle? The answer I am getting from source, it isn't. Because the big bundle doesn't talk to your brain, it talks to consciousness. And consciousness is not ruled by the ego mind. Now, is it certain to work? Given enough time, per day and length of weeks, months, years, it is certain to work. How long would it have to be used? Through headphones, earbuds are okay, for someone whose rigidity measure is 100%. And 50% of my students' rigidity measure is 100%. And at this point none of them has a rigidity score as low as 30%. As an aside, your mental rigidity is also the cause of many of your health issues. So the big bundle energy, whether you get it through the headphones or whether I transmit it directly to you, is a healing energy. Why did consciousness abandon you? Your insistence that you know better. Your arrogance. Your forcefulness told consciousness to F. off. So it did. The more forceful you have been, the longer it will take consciousness to trust you again. How long? I don't know. But here is a warning, your arrogance will say at some point, this is not working. And guess what? Your ego mind will win out, and you will never be able to become all you can become. So unless you settle in for the long haul, I don't recommend this energy. I also don't recommend that you participate in any of my courses. Your ego mind will win. Just like it has. Get the big bundle. I have sold to some people the version of the big bundle where I combined it with the Ho energy, the 44 Bach energies. Very few people can handle the psychic overload that is caused. I myself cannot. I use the plain Jane big bundle on my computer. It can play while I watch YouTube, it can play while I watch movies, and it can play while I lead workshops or do one-on-one coaching. It helps me not get angry, not get snappy, not get superior, not do the things I used to do before the big bundle. It also helps me deal with natural disasters like the flea infestation, having pain, getting old, and other natural disasters. LOL.